It all started the day Grandpa Joji decided to wash his precious flag of Japan and hang it out on the clothesline for the whole world to see. It was almost as big as the canvas tarp Papa used on his boat when it rained. It was early September, 1941, just 3 weeks before the Yankees and the Dodgers started the World Series. A Sunday. Mama's day off. No breeze. The clouds, like giant white coral heads, hovered out over the ocean far beyond Honolulu Harbor. In that kind of weather, you stayed in the shade, at least if you were as smart as my dog Lucky, who lounged in the cool, weedless dirt under the house. But anyway, Grandpa scrubbed that flag clean. Usually, my friend Billy Davis and I thought it was pretty funny when he did something strange like that, like wash a flag or take a bath in the stream or laugh hysterically at Laurel and Hardy movies. Once, we got thrown out of a theater because Grandpa kept on laughing, 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 even when everyone else was quiet. Billy and I were nearly crying. Grandpa was so funny. Grandpa got mad and chased us. He was pretty tough about showing respect for your elders. But a Japanese flag hanging out in the open like that was nothing to laugh about. "Hey, Grandpa," I yelled as I came up the dirt path through the trees. "Take that thing down. What if somebody sees it?" Billy was with me. We'd just gotten off the bus from a trip downtown to play baseball. I threw my catcher's mitt on the ground and started walking faster. Grandpa stood in front of his flag like a fisherman showing off a big one. The white flag had a red ball in the center with red rays like searchlights shooting out from it. Grandpa waved his hand toward the clothesline. "Hey, Buster, good, nah? Confound it." "No, not good. How many times do we have to tell you? This place is American, not Japanese. American. Didn't you hear what Papa said? Too many Japanese around here. That's what a lot of people think. They don't need to see that flag to remind them." I brushed past him and pulled the wet flag down. It soaked my shirt. Grandpa's eyes got big like he was so surprised he didn't know what to do. "Papa's worried enough about what the Hawaiians think of us and what the Haoles think of us," I said. "We don't need anyone to think we're anti-American, too. There's a war going on, you know, and Japan isn't making any friends around here." "Papa told you that already. Don't you remember?" Grandpa narrowed his eyes and clenched his fists. His face turned red and his lips bridged into a fish scowl. "You Japanese," he said. "Japanese." "American," I said. I took a step back and shoved the flag up onto the porch. "No good, Grandpa. No good at all." Grandpa's face grew redder. He shook his fist at me. "What you think you? You Japanese. Japanese inside. Like me. Like Papa." "Criminy," I said, walking a wide path around him. "This isn't Wakayama, you know. This isn't Japan. This is America. And you're going to get us in a lot of trouble with that stupid flag." Just then, Mama came out of the house. She didn't look too happy to be bothered on her only day off, the day she used to mend everybody's clothes. "Nani-o? What's the matter out here, Tomi? What you doing?" "Grandpa got the flag out again." "Oji-chan. He is Oji-chan." "Same thing," I mumbled. Mama frowned at me, then at Grandpa. My little sister, Kimi, peeked around Mama's apron, then inched back out of sight when she saw Billy. She was afraid of him because he was so tall. He was only 13, like me, but almost a head taller. And he was white, a Haole. But most of all, Billy was Kimpatsu, with yellow hair. Grandpa said in Japan, it was a freak of nature to have yellow hair, but I never told Billy that. In Japanese, Mama said, "Can't you listen to your grandson, Oji-chan?" Then in English, "Mr. Wilson no like that kind. We could lose this house." Grandpa started to say something to her in Japanese, which he always went back to when he was too mad to think. "English," Mama said. Grandpa squinted at Mama. English was okay for me and Kimi, but for him it was no fun. He tried to learn it by listening to the police on the radio, but still wasn't picking it up very well. Poor Grandpa. I felt sorry for him sometimes. But Papa said, too many people worried about Japanese. Speak English. Or speak American. Lucky for me, because my Japanese was about as good as Grandpa's English.